It's got a gun.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yeah.
Yes, from here at the Two Dumb Yinters, this is episode 502.
Oh,
it is Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yes, it is. I got the mood lighting behind me. I'm ready to go.
I'm seeing something in just in everyday life. Doesn't it seem like the whole social world has changed? Obviously with the technology we have and things like this. But ever since 2020, you don't see people that the desire to date like they used to. Dating somebody used to be a big thing. You know, you get a girlfriend, you have a nice Valentine's Day. Now it just seems like everybody is so numb to society for some reason, where, you know, Valentine's Day doesn't seem big to anybody anymore. The whole dating scene, nobody's really, I don't know. It seems like something got weird. And it almost seems like if they start, and don't get me wrong, I think this is crazy, but, you know, that they're working on these AI robots. As soon as you're able to start dating robots, now hear me out. I don't mean these big clunky nuts and bolts robots. I'm talking about these AI type, fake people, I guess. Maybe
like Blade Runner esque type robots.
Something like this.
Yeah.
I just think that, you know, once this robot is able to start fulfilling all your needs in ways, and they will eventually, I think that, you know, there's going to be very little downfall for people. And that's going to say, people are going to say, why would I want to be with a pain in the ass woman or a pain in the ass man if this AI was designed to make my life good? And I just... something tells me we're on a crazy, crazy track with the technology that we have and where things are going and AI and the robots and, you know, they're training. I mean, you see all these videos where they're playing sports, and it's just amazing to me where it seems that we're going and how it's going to affect our society as a whole once that does become the new norm. As the cell phone, which nobody was ever going to get one 20 years ago. Oh, I don't need that. I have a phone. If I ever need somebody, I'll call. Maybe I'll have one in my car in case there's an emergency. Now, look, every man, woman, child, grandparent, dog, cousin, neighbor, everybody has a smartphone.
I'm going to have my robot girlfriend in the car just in case for emergencies.
And everybody, you know, they rely on it heavily.
Yeah.
And once the technology world could trick us into... persuade us. I don't even know if it's tricks to persuade, because people are very open-minded to these things now. Mm-hmm. It just makes you wonder what that's going to do to just general dating and relationships, and a very, very interesting road I think we're going down, guys. Nonetheless, welcome back. This is the Two Dumb Yinzers, episode 502. Mike, what do you got on your timer right now?
We're about like 3 minutes in.
Three?
Yeah,
I went off on this. I went off on dating robots. Now I can't keep.
You
track
did. Of you know, like Ron says, we are in the Matrix. You know, if this is the Matrix, can someone reset the router for me, please? Can I load my last save? Can I go back to the beginning? Can I restart from the beginning for the Matrix? Is that an option? Because I wish so. I want to see my stats. I want to know where I messed up.
You'll get a look at that when you die. I'm pretty sure. That,
yeah.
Everyone they say that your life plays before your eyes, and that's the one I don't want. I don't want to, like, when all my dead family's around me and celebrating my arrival, and then all of a sudden they want to pop in my tape. You know, hey,
here's your highlight film.
Here's your highlight film.
But Coach sitting there. All right, now see what you did right here, son.
Yeah.
What were you thinking? You
know? Granny's over there giving you hugs and kisses, and they're showing your life.
Yeah.
Film. I don't know. I'm kind of worried about this, but we're all gonna be there. So what the hell?
I just, you know what? I'm not a big believer in like the afterlife and all that stuff, but I want it to where like a football coach sits down there and breaks down my game film. All the good, all the bad. Then I want my grade after that. Whether I'm going to the good place, the bad place, or the in between place, I just want my life broken down with a game film.
I think that Derpy is going to be the one that's going to break down your life in the
Oh
afterlife.
God, no. No, I don't want him being my coach breaking down my game film.
You'll get there and it'll be
No,
Derpy.
no.
And he'll tell you all the things that you did wrong
No.
and all the things that you should have done better. I'll sign in for
Payback
this.
time, Mike. Payback
Yeah,
time.
that no. Just send me to the bad place right off the bat then.
I'll be in the first row. I'll pay to see that play out and happen. I can't wait.
Somehow we'll stream it to monetize.
Yes, we will stream it. It's gonna happen, guys. The day after Mike's death. Also, yes, welcome in.
Little did they
Somebody
know,
was there.
Ron. Little did they know that made it more exciting for me.
Hope they have a lot of tape on. That's all I gotta say. I'm in my mid-40s and then there was plenty of trips to the bathroom.
Long
All right, welcome.
showers.
Happy Valentine's. Guys, it is Valentine's Day. We got a lot going on today, guys. We're going to talk about some of the things going on with the Steelers, the Pittsburgh Pirates, a little tiny wee bit at the very end of the show, squeezed in the corner. You'll barely even know it's there.
Thank God.
The big win by the Pitt Panthers last night over
Yes.
21 ranked Virginia on the road. A lot of good stuff. The Penguins back in action tonight. But what I do want to start off the day by saying, tonight, this evening, everybody,
Yes.
between 5 and 6 o'clock, I need you to do me a big favor. This is a big favor. You're all part of this show. Everybody's a part of this show. Between 5 and 6, come either on here on YouTube or go over to Facebook and type in WBVP. WBVP, it's Beaver County Radio here, right where we're at. And we're going to be on a radio show called One Man's Opinion on Sports with Brian Pasquale. Now, this is today between 5 and 6 o'clock. You could also go online and type in WBVP, and you could listen to the station all the time through the website. Or you could even, if you have a smartphone, you can go and download the app and have that from the WBVP radio station tonight, between 5 and 6. One Man's Opinion with Brian Pasquale. He's going to have us, all three of the Two Dumb Yinzers on tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about our 500 show milestone. I'm sure Brian will have some questions for the guys and myself, but it's going to be a lot of fun, a little radio time. So, guys, do swing
Oh.
over. Like I said, Facebook, right here on YouTube, on the site, anywhere that you can, WBVP, Beaver County Radio. We will be on One Man's Opinion with Brian Pasquale tonight between 5 and 6.
I'm excited. I'm pumped. I'm nervous.
Oh, you're nervous. You're not going to shit
Nervous.
yourself again,
Well,
are you?
nervous. No. I'm gonna, it's radio. It's not YouTube. I can't swear on the radio. So I gotta remember to be on my best behavior.
Yeah, you do got to be on your best behavior.
Yeah, I am the wild
I
card
felt like
now.
it's ESPN though. I
We're gonna have to really touch base on things here, guys. We're gonna have to prepare Derpy because I don't know what the hell he's gonna say. He's a ticking time
Well,
bomb.
yeah, but he's not gonna say anything inappropriate like you or I might.
We'll work on that throughout the show.
Yeah,
I'll
you know.
give you activities.
All right, I'm gonna try and censor myself from here on out from the like 8 minute mark on. I'm gonna see if I can go without swearing.
All right, I like it.
It's gonna be a struggle.
A few things based splintering off the Super Bowl. Again, we finished up Super Bowl talk yesterday. One thing that I found a bit fascinating was the 49ers admit that they didn't know the rules in the Super Bowl. Pretty much after they were explained
Yeah.
it ha at midfield by the referee at the coin toss.
Yeah.
How is it, Mike, the guys in the NFL that make millions of dollars, they don't know this that the this part of the job? Is isn't
Yeah.
it shouldn't you know what's going on if
You
you're a
should,
player
yeah.
in the NFL?
Yeah, and you should know that, the Super Bowl has its own overtime rules now. They changed when they changed the overtime rules, and they made a special one for the Super Bowl. And the Chiefs, they've been preparing for it, it sounded like all year. It's been reiterated at least, once a month. They're like, hey, if we make it to the Super Bowl, this is what's happening. And then the players were saying, once they were in, it was like a weekly thing. Like, hey, guys, this is what's happening, and then that week leading up to was like daily. If overtime happens, here's the rules and here's our strategy for it. This is why we're doing it. And they went in ready. They knew, hey, we're gonna get the ball. We want the ball last. That way we know if we need to score a touchdown to win, and or score a touchdown and a 2 points for win. They knew, they said, hey, you know, if we're down a touchdown, we're going for two. We're going to win or lose right there.
Yeah.
And the Niners had no idea what was going on. And I found that comical.
It was comical. And as I said, I mean, you know, that this is only the biggest game ever. You know, there's certain things that you want to probably touch on with the guys before they before they get out there. And, you know, I found this kind of funny because, you know, again, you know, you want to touch all bases where you're playing a big game. Yeah. And here's the thing, Mike, you know, just something a little like this, a little miss in preparation, a little miss by coaching, a little miss by, you know, just in the meetings before the game. Look how that made such a difference. You know what I mean? They made this call thinking the rules was the other way. And if that was what made, you know, they thought to themselves, we go in here, we kick a field goal. You know what I'm saying? This is a big part of it. And the fact that they had no idea, Mike, and the other team was fully aware.
Yeah,
and with the game plan in place. Yeah. I just think to myself, how? And they do. They have a great coaching staff, and they have a great head coach, and they have a lot of things going for them. But you think, how in the world do you make it this far? You're in the very last, most critical part of the Super Bowl, the pinnacle of most people's football career, and you don't know the rules.
It's just mind-boggling. And, like, you can – like, you don't say that to the media. And, like, don't you, you're allowed to lie at that point. Don't admit that, you know, we didn't know what was going on.
Right.
Yeah. So to me, it was like, so that's a double mess up. They weren't prepared. And then they just told everyone they weren't prepared. That makes you and your coaching staff look stupid.
Yeah. So there you have it. That's about it for me for the Super Bowl. That's more than I could bear. The talk is really heating up here in Pittsburgh. I mean, geez, oh, man, it doesn't matter that it's only 18 degrees or whatever it is. The talk is heating up about Justin Fields. I can't see a single Steeler post today without seeing the name Justin Fields in there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think they make that move, Mike.
I don't think so either.
Along with many other, you have Ryan Tannehill's name. You have Russell Wilson's name.
I can see Tannehill coming in to be that backup mentor to Kenny.
As other names that aren't as popular at the moment, but I'm still seeing pop up, are Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo, as of this morning, I've seen come up in a couple articles. Mike, I was telling Derpy before the show, I said, the Steelers and the Pirates are actually in the same boat. The Steelers and the Pirates, and hear me out.
Okay.
You need your guy as your quarterback, your leader. You need that guy. We talked about that ample times on the show. You need that franchise guy to be considered and always kind of be in that hunt for a championship. Like in baseball, you always need starting pitching. And the two things that you need to win and get to a World Series and be considered a competitor, we don't have right now. We don't have that franchise guy quarterback. And we don't have good starting pitching. Will this be another offseason, Mike, that neither one of those teams address that problem, that issue? Because as I'm looking at the lists of the biggest needs for the Steelers in the draft, of course, it's cornerback, offensive tackle, interior offensive lineman, linebacker, and defensive tackle. So, you know, it's very unlikely that they're going to go and make any big splashes in the draft as far as a quarterback. So here you go. The two positions in the two major sports, you need to have that guy or those guys. Another year might go by without a Pittsburgh team addressing this. So it makes me wonder, do they go after one of these guys that have a kind of a big name in the NFL?
Yeah.
Or it's up in the air, Mike. There's so many possibilities. There's a handful of, I guess you could say, above average quarterbacks coming out of the draft, but nobody really, you know, nobody steals your attention.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, Patrick Mahomes wasn't stealing too many people's attention either.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, as he got
graded as a second rounder,
as he gets passed up by Mitch Trubisky in the 2017 draft. So, where do you really realistically think that we're going to go next? I mean, you know, a lot of people are saying, all right, we're going to give Kenny another chance, maybe bring in a veteran to kind of mentor him. But what do you think, Mike? How can we fix this problem? Again, can both of these teams literally go through another offseason without addressing these tier one players that you need to be competitive in their respective league?
Because to me, like, there's no immediate impact at quarterback. I think all of them are, you draft them and you hope they're going to turn out down the line. You know, Caleb Williams, he has like a high ceiling, but is he going to hit it? Will he, does he have like the mental toughness to be that guy? Drake May, coming out of the ACC, he doesn't have a great, he's like a 1-2 read quarterback down there. That's not going to translate well into the NFL. You know, Fenix, Bo Nix, there's in that same boat too. Like, you know, 1-2 read quarterback, get it out of there. There's no one like a CJ Stroud that's going to come in and play right away. No Ben Roethlisberger going to come in and play right away. Like, all these quarterbacks are going to have to sit for at least a year. Mahomes sat for a year, even. Okay. Peyton Manning had a terrible rookie year, but, you know, they had the patience to build around him. And you can just tell Peyton was going to be that guy. None of these quarterbacks give you that Peyton Manning vibe. None of them give you a Ben Roethlisberger vibe, a CJ Stroud vibe, where they're going to come in and play immediately. You know, none of them give you that warm, fuzzy feeling that, you know what, in a year, they're going to be a good quarterback. Or in 2 years, kind of like Jordan Love, show that, you know, they have the potential to be that guy. There's no one in this draft. So that's what I think. You have to go free agency. You have to look at Kirk Cousins, and you have to look at Baker Mayfield if he's not re-signed by Tampa Bay. To me, those are the two right there. Anything else is just, we're giving Kenny one more chance.
I think Baker Mayfield's a nice, he's more than a Band-Aid. I think he's a short to long-term solution. Of course, depending on how he performs.
Yeah.
I do like Baker. Don't get me wrong. A lot of these other guys, Mike, I can't imagine. And if you do bring them in, it's going to be on a 1-2 year deal, just to throw a Band-Aid on it. Maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe they're waiting for a draft to come up that has that guy, somebody they have their eye on come up in the future. I don't think that they are, but, you know, I mean, that could be a possibility as well.
Because I'm looking at the quarterbacks that are going to be available, like, you know, Cousins, Tannehill. Then after that, you got Jacoby Brissett, Tyrod Taylor, Mariota, Sam Darnold, Jameis Winston, Drew Lock. Maybe Gardner Minshew, he's in that second tier behind Cousins and Mayfield. He might be the third best quarterback out there. He might be an option.
Nobody that's going to, you know.
And none of these, like, maybe Cousins and Mayfield are the ones that I can see them getting you to the playoffs, winning some playoff games, and maybe lucking out and getting to a Super Bowl winning. Well, it depends on who you would play, but I can see
a lot of these guys
playoff games with Cousins and
have experience starting. It's not like they're even good. You know, a lot of these names are names that you know just because they've been starters. They never got their teams anywhere. Nobody's ever really accomplished anything.
It's a weak free agent market. It is a weak draft class. There's even like Bo Nix, Michael Fenix Jr. I'm not too high on. The Notre Dame quarterback, he's gotten worse from college. His best year was his freshman year or his first year starting.
He was a monster at Wake Forest, man.
But yeah, and then it just went down and down from there. The quarterback from Florida State, the one who blew out his ankle, he got better year over year, but I just don't know if his skill set is going to translate to the NFL. He might be someone like, if he's sitting there in the sixth round, take a flyer on him. You know, use your sixth round pick on him. If he falls there, I wouldn't have a problem with that, but I don't think he's going to push Kenny.
I think your Drake May and your Sam Hartman are your two most natural throwing quarterbacks. If you're looking for a guy to throw the ball around, these guys are going to do it. You're not going to get the athleticism from them. They're more natural passers, you know, and then in some of these other guys that you're talking about, they will be your more athletic quarterbacks, which, you know, a lot of teams are looking for. So, I mean, it just depends on what you're looking for. I don't think the guy is in this draft. I really don't. And like I said, maybe they'll just bring in, if they bring in Baker Mayfield for a 1 or 2 year contract, have him kind of as the safety valve right away. Like if we're not excited about Pickett after 3 or 4 games, maybe go Mayfield, roll with that. And just like I said, kind of keep your eye on what's coming out of the draft over the next couple of years. And while you have that luxury of having a Baker Mayfield to keep you in contention, you could maybe be spotting up your guy that you see coming up through the ranks. You know, as you said, there's no Peyton Mannings. There's no, you know, any of these guys.
Yeah, there's no one out there that's going to,
you know, Aaron Rodgers, guys that you knew was going to make an impact there. It's just not out there. It's not out there right now.
Yeah. And it's funny, like all these quarterbacks, people are saying, These guys, you can't miss on them. I'm going back reading stuff. Same job. They were saying the same things about like Josh Rosen. They're saying about all these quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Where's Josh Rosen now? Where's
Right.
Zach Wilson now? So you can't just go by
Hey,
what's
don't laugh
ready.
about Zach Wilson. I seen him on somebody's list of people that should come to the Steelers. That's all we need is have Zach Wilson rolling
As
into
what,
town.
cowboy,
Yeah.
the MILF hunter,
Hey.
but no, like that's what a lot of people have to remember at this time of the year. This is an inexact science, and look, AB was a sixth round pick, Tom Brady was a sixth round
Which is
pick,
fine. We understand that. I mean, you get that guy late once every, what is it, every 10 years,
yeah, you get a guy there,
you
but
get an
most of your
AB, you get a
quarterbacks are going to be
Brady.
first round picks. But
Right.
even then, it's a crapshoot.
So what do you
It's
want to do? Wait till the seventh round to go after a quarterback,
No, I'm just saying, like, just
hoping
because
that
you,
he's the
yeah,
guy.
and just because you get a guy in the first round doesn't mean he's going to be the guy. It's chance, but you have the best success of taking a quarterback in the first round. If you hit, you're golden.
I personally think they should go after Baker Mayfield.
Me
That's my
too.
opinion. Also, other people that the Steelers got their eye on, Mike, because of course not only Mitch Trubisky left, but they also a little bit of talk I'm seeing over the past couple of days about this Matt Araiza from the Buffalo Bills,
Yeah.
the punter, because we have to fill that punter spot. I think we'll bring a few people in, obviously, of course, once it gets down to it, to have a little bit of a competition. But this name, Mike, I'm seeing pop up a lot is this Mike Araiza from the Buffalo Bills, this punter.
I would pick him up. I mean, he was one of the best punters coming out of college. Really good punter. He was accused of something and was, found innocent. So yeah, give him a chance. I would bring him in. He'd be one of the
Also
guys I
talking,
look. Ron Navy is a sixth round subscriber.
right? The speaking of Buffalo
I'll pick
Bills,
somebody
talk
good.
of
I'll pick
possibility
somebody.
of Mitch Trubisky going back to the Bills, Mike. So Mitch Trubisky could land back at with Buffalo. I think that would be funny. I think it would be a nice little joke we could play on Buffalo after them
Yeah.
beating us in the
Well,
playoffs.
that's what the whole reason people are like, oh, he went to Buffalo. He learned under Josh Allen. He's going to be a better quarterback. And,
Right.
we got into a bidding war with the rest of the NFL, and joke was on us. Let's do it back to
Yeah.
someone else.
But the one thing we win. You gotta excuse me, man. I think whatever it is that everybody has, it's moving in on me,
Yeah,
Mike.
it's.
I just right here in my chest. Is that what you had?
That's what I had. I got lucky. I only had mine for about like 2 days. My kids had it for about, what, 4 days now? But I know people who've at work that are still fighting it 2 to 3 weeks later.
Been popping vitamin C like crazy just to kind of strengthen the fight against it.
Your body needs to listen to some Rocky theme music. You got to listen to Little Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, man.
You drink some vitamin C.
Guys want to hear something funny? Like, can I ask? I'm gonna ask you guys a question. It's a little early trivia today.
Okay.
All right. So, from the quarterback, who was the last quarterback in the NFL, guys, that lost their first Super Bowl appearance and made it back ever again? Who was the last NFL quarterback that went to the Super Bowl and lost their first Super Bowl appearance and ever made it back again in their career? Want to take any stabs?
Elway.
Right, Derpy.
I was
I'm
thinking
looking.
Elway.
I'm looking for a quarterback that went and lost. Who was the last quarterback? This is
Elway.
2024. Who was the last quarterback who lost his first Super Bowl appearance but ever made it back to another one? You say
Elway.
Elway as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's incorrect. The answer is Jim Kelly. But listen to all these quarterbacks. The last 18 quarterbacks, guys, to lose their Super Bowl debut have never made it back.
That's
Sure.
insane.
Let me go backwards. These are most recent, so I mean, just hold your thoughts because if they go at some point, whatever. Brock Purdy lost this year. Jalen Hurts lost last year. Never been back. Hasn't been back. Joe Burrow lost his first appearance. He hasn't been back. Jimmy Garoppolo lost his first appearance. Haven't been back. Jared Goff lost his first appearance in the Super Bowl, have not been back. Matt Ryan, Cam Newton, Colin Kaepernick, Rex Grossman, Matt Hasselbeck, Donovan McNabb, Jake Delhomme, Rich Gannon, Kerry Collins, Steve McNair, Chris Chandler, Drew Bledsoe, Neil O'Donnell, Stan Humphries.
Wow.
All those quarterbacks lost their first Super Bowl appearance they've ever been to, and they never been back. Jim Kelly being the last one in the early 90s. What an amazing streak.
I mean,
there's some pretty damn good names in there.
Yeah.
On some pretty damn good teams.
Yeah. Some really good quarterbacks. Not even just really good quarterbacks, but good teams that didn't make it back.
If this doesn't tell you
on that team,
I mean, look how good Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes must be.
And the Bledsoe one, he lost his spot to Tom Brady, so that's understandable right there. You can put an asterisk by it. I don't know if he was a backup that next year or not, but
I mean, he had the rest of his career. He could have, he went to his first one, lost it to Green Bay in the late 90s. And
never made it back.
Never made it back.
Starter, yeah. Not a good track record for quarterbacks that haven't. You got to go in and win right away.
Yeah, I guess.
It just shows you that's just how hard it is to get back there.
And what it shows how good somebody like Patrick Mahomes must be to be able to continue to get back there and find a way to win every time he gets. This list, it's mind-blowing. Mind-blowing.
That's insane. I'm trying to figure out why that is, but it shows, once you win, man, winning breeds success.
Wow.
And
crazy.
Losing just, it demoralizes you.
To the point where you can never make it back. Yeah. I mean, come on. What a crazy.
I'm just glad, that wasn't true in hockey, because the Penguins would never want to steal the Stanley Cup after in the Crosby era.
Yeah, right. They lost that first one.
And that motivated them to come back and win.
Unbelievable. So we got the combine coming up next, Mike. Let me ask you guys. You're playing GM at number 20. Let's say that every single player is available. I mean, obviously we know guys are going to be gone in the first couple picks. We know guys are going to be gone in the first 10, but let me ask you, sitting at number 20, if you could have, who's your top guy? Who's one guy more than anybody in this draft that you would love to have on this team? And no matter that we're at 20 or if we're at one, who would be that one guy that if you had that pick, you had that field of everybody 100% out there open for you, who's the one guy that you would like more than anybody else out of this draft?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with Joe Alt, offensive tackle for Notre Dame. You put him at left tackle, you keep Roger Jones at right tackle. You got two bookends to last you the next 10 years. We know how important the offensive line is. Three most important positions on the team are quarterback, cornerback, and left tackle. I'm securing my two tackle positions.
You know, is that just because we are a victim of the times? Because there's not that Peyton Manning that is coming up.
Yeah.
If there was, let me ask you, a guy that is that Peyton Manning coming out of college, would that be your decision?
Oh, that would be my guy. Yeah.
But yeah, the tackle is very, very, very important.
Very important. Yeah. If there was like a Peyton Manning or an Eli Manning type caliber type player, I'm taking that quarterback. But Caleb Williams, Drake May, Daniels, they don't excite me. I don't think they're going to be that guy.
Guys on the board, feel welcome to answer that question yourself. I'm kind of curious. If you had Brian, Ron, anybody else, if you had a choice, let's say you had the number one, you had the whole entire college class coming up, and you could have any person, no matter what position, no matter what, who would it be? Who would be your one pick? Who would be that guy? I think that's a burden of a lot of number one teams. They have a problem dealing with it, and especially Cleveland over the years.
Yeah.
There's so many times, like as time goes by and you look in hindsight, you say, wow, if Cleveland would have just did this, if Cleveland would have picked this person with that number two pick, if Cleveland, you know, and you see how that plays out when teams make the wrong decision. And a lot of times it's hard because you have to see things in hindsight sometimes. And just kind of curious, guys, who would be that guy? Who, you know, who do you feel would be the most valuable person?
It's between Joe Alt, the left tackle, or Terrion Arnold from Alabama, the corner. Those are my two guys.
Ron says Marvin Harrison Jr.
A good pick.
Marvin
Really good
Harrison.
pick.
The next team that can get another line and actually bring back a run game. I mean, think we do. We got a nice running attack. We got to, you know, we're how long is this rebuild going to take is what I want to know, because it's Mike, as you know, we kind of mentioned before, you know, if you stay mediocre, it's a little bit tougher because, you know, you're only going to be able to draft guys from a certain point in the draft. You know, you don't get that top 10 guys. You don't get the guys that are. So, I mean, we're kind of taking this long approach at this rebuild where it's a little bit better than a rebuild because we're winning, but it's just a real mediocre. And I hate to keep mirroring that word and using, but I can't think of any word.
You're stuck in that spot.
We are stuck in mediocrity in this Pittsburgh Steelers team.
You have to have a losing season to get a top 10, top 15 pick, because we saw it happen, man. When the 11th pick overall, Ben Roethlisberger, that totally changed the course of the franchise. Because without him, we were going to be where we are now. That was the trajectory that team was on. Quarterback after quarterback picking up free agency, these second, third tier quarterbacks, and we were going to be those coward teams were just going to be middle of the pack, and every once in a while with the great defense get you in. But we get Ben, and that totally changed because he was able to, elevate everyone around him for a long ass time. And
I do want to say, P, good
we
morning.
need to
I
drop down.
read
Yeah,
that
P,
comment
welcome
and
back, buddy.
I read that comment and I just now looked over at the name and good morning. Welcome back, P, guys. Brian says, I don't care who's left. I take an offensive tackle in the first round and a center in the second round. Pretty logical, right?
Not sexy
Right.
picks, but picks that are needed.
Yeah. So.
Very, very, no, great offensive line can help any offense right there.
So there's the question, you know. I mean, it's interesting to see what the Steelers are going to do moving forward. Pittsburgh doesn't lose enough to get a good pick. They have to get luck. That's true. It's 100% true. There's no, you know, how do you get out of this rut?
Got to get like,
You
you
got to
got to
get
get
lucky.
lucky. You got to get lucky.
You got to catch that lightning in a
Or
bottle and.
if you think one of these three quarterbacks is the guy,
Yeah.
you do what you have to do to trade up and get him.
I got to admit, I mean, Ron, I think you're right. I think that we were doing very well with Tommy Maddox. I mean, he was kind of a softy. I remember the one game where he got paralyzed. He got tackled by the linebacker down in Tennessee and he got paralyzed. You know,
That makes you suck.
well, yes, because I
He
mean,
came back and played, what, a week later or 2 weeks
it was
later?
about a couple, I don't know, but listen. Ben was you know, he's a tough guy. He was hard to bring down. He was a you know, he's a baller. He's a Western PA kind of mentality. Tommy Maddox was kind of like an insurance salesman. He was really good at what he did. He could sling the ball around, but at the end of the day, I don't know. He
You
just
weren't winning a Super Bowl with
no, he's
Tommy
not winning a
Maddox.
Super Bowl. He's going to be in an office in his white shirt buttoned up, and he's just, you know, soft in that way. I'm not saying, you know. I just, but I was very big. I was a big fan of the Tommy Gunn era.
Tommy Machine Gun, baby.
We seen him sling the ball around like we probably haven't since Neil O'Donnell prior to him. So these, you know, these quarterbacks came in, they threw for 3,000 over plus 3,000 yards, you know, a season, and that's what it was. So I mean, you got to get the guy. I don't know. Again, the Steelers' biggest needs: cornerback, offensive tackle, interior offensive lineman, linebacker, defensive tackle. A lot of names, Mike. I guess
Every position but kicker, we need someone, whether to start or depth.
you know, the two names that I'm seeing that keeps popping up, Derpy did bring up the other day in his mock draft.
Mock draft
was this Zach Frazier from West Virginia.
Yeah.
I seen him come up in many, many mock drafts to this point. I mean, they've only been really popping up over the past 2 days, but this Zach Frazier from West Virginia has been a name that's been popping up in everyone, and also the linebacker Tommy Eckenberg from Ohio State. I've seen his name come up in quite a few, actually. But do you think they go outside of those positions, Mike, for any of their first three picks?
The only one I can see is if another stud wide receiver falls and they get them, and what, because, you know, Deontay's contract's up next year, and get a wide receiver in the second or third round. Because this team has the ability, they draft wide receivers really well. And I wouldn't be surprised if they go that route and, you know, let Deontay play his contract out this year so they have a boom, another guy ready to go with George. That's the only position I can see out of the top three. My first three picks, you know, I want a tackle, I want a corner, I want a center in any of those orders right there. Because I think even might be able to get – he might be a reach in the third, but the Cedric Van Fran out of Georgia in the third round, he's not the caliber of, you know, the top two centers, the guy from Oregon – and Frazier from West Virginia, but I think Fran, he could be that guy. I'd start him anyway, and he let him learn on the job because he can't be any worse than Mason Cole.
And also, we got the free agency. I mean, we don't necessarily have to get these guys.
You don't have to hit everyone in the draft.
You don't have to hit these guys in the draft. There's going to be plenty of people that do pop up and are going to be floating around in the free agency pool as there were last year. And as we watched a lot of them come and go, you know, I mean, we've seen – linebackers we could have went after, and we let them go, and we went after the, you know, the guys that get hurt. So I it's gonna be very interesting to see how this time around plays out compared to last year. Everybody was satisfied the way things went last year. However, once the season came around, it didn't quite add up to what we expected it to. We all came in very optimistic into the season last year. So it's gonna be great to it's gonna be interesting to see how Omar Khan and company does tackle this through free agency, through the draft. We got the combine coming up here shortly, Mike. It won't be long now.
Yeah.
So it's all coming up. The season never ends. It's a
65-day
NFL football season.
There's always something going on in the NFL. That's why I love it. They keep themselves relevant. You know, sometimes it feels like an overload, but other times it's like, I need more. I need more. And, you know, February 26th, baby, the combine starts.
All right, guys. So the players are always interesting to talk about, but you know what? It never really feels like football unless you talk about the fans, especially the drunk fans.
I saw this here.
It's your drunkest NFL fan based on blood alcohol content readings. Drunkest NFL fan bases based on blood alcohol content readings. Guys, the very top team on this list made me laugh because it's also from nearby where is the highest STD ratings that we had 2 days on the show. The Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans are the drunkest fan base in the NFL. You have the highest amount of STDs in Memphis, Tennessee. And then I'm not real sure the Memphis, all the areas, how they play up. But the drunkest football fans, Mike, is the the Tennessee Titans.
Well, Nashville's down there with a lot of drinking. Well, I'm kind of disappointed with Green Bay Packer fans up there, and, you know, in Wisconsin. You have literally nothing to do except eat cheese, drink beer, and drink. Look at your cousin awkwardly.
Yeah. That's like what we do here, but
hey,
we have the Steelers.
No, that's West Virginia, okay? It's West Virginia.
Hey, I don't know what everybody's doing. I see some weirdos out there when I'm out. I got to tell you.
They got some West Virginia DNA down here. That's what that is.
The second most drunkest fan base, guys, should come as no surprise. The Tennessee Titans had a 0.093%. I don't know how they figure this
out. Is that blood alcohol?
Yeah, your blood alcohol. on average, apparently, the second most drunkest fan base, and I think for all the right reasons, is the Pittsburgh Steelers. with a 0.88%.
No way. What, you know what, Pittsburgh, you know.
I think it's, you know, we get so caught. How many heart attacks did you have just this season watching your Steelers and games finishing the way that they did?
You know, again,
no, what else? No wonder we drink here.
What? There's nothing else to do in this area except drink, no. Sit on the porch, and stare at your second cousin awkwardly, okay? That's all there is to do in Pittsburgh anymore.
Number three and number four are tied, both with 0.085 would be the Colts and the Falcons fans.
That's the
23 Falcons
for the Falcons and the Colts. I'm surprised by that.
Saints number five.
Oh, come on, New Orleans. You're letting down me down.
Down in the 70% is excuse me. The 70% would be going backwards. The Dolphins, the Packers, the Patriots, the Raiders, the Rams, Buccaneers, Browns, Seahawks, 49ers, Broncos, Eagles.
Ooh, Eagles. I thought Philly, like, you know, he said they would be a little bit higher.
Oh, they're yeah, who knows what the hell they're
on. I think Jason Kelce talk is about doing the his sober part teams to raise up their standard.
I mean, they even what they have to, they had to oil the light post down so the championship winning fans wouldn't fans climb the lamppost. In the 60 percentile would be back going backwards. The Panthers, the Texans, Bengals, Bills, Cowboys, Lions, Cardinals, Bears, Vikings, Chargers.
Bears and Vikings, that's disappointing too. The NFC North, you really dropped the ball.
And finally, in the 50 percentiles, the least drunk teams, the Ravens, the Giants, the Commanders, and the Chiefs. The Chiefs being the least drunk fan base in the league.
Let's talk about the sober teams now.
You're winning all the time. You're just having celebratory
teams. Right, right. There's no reason to get shit-faced.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, the Jaguars and the Jets aren't in the – they have no reading.
They're sober.
Yeah. So there you go, guys. That is your drunkest NFL fan base is based on blood alcohol content readings.
Yeah.
How do you figure this all out? I don't
it
know.
Has to be through arrest reports.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of.
And I don't know how the Jets are sober.
Exactly. And Jacksonville fans, does anyone even show up to their games?
Who?
When they're winning.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no one shows up to the Jags games. And if they're drunk,
they don't have enough fans
drunk,
to make a reading.
Fans, yeah, I think the cops just like let you go. They feel sad for you.
P said, I saw a man beat up his girlfriend at a Nashville Holiday Inn back in the day.
She had him leaking. That comment can be taken a couple different ways.
Ron sending Derpy to Kennywood. I don't know what that means.
I've
seen
this
pop up a couple times
the
over the past couple of days.
Ron.
Yeah. Ron, if you could explain that a little bit, I think it's funny.
I want to know what Derpy. That means because it just makes me giggle every time I see it.
Yeah.
And Derpy, are you in a wind tunnel, my friend?
No. I am not.
The Vikings. Guys, the Vikings.
So that's the loophole, Ron. You got to do it Sundays in front of the courthouse.
The Vikings won the Kelce team name tournament. And we were down to the final four the other day.
Boo.
It was the Steelers, the Vikings, a couple other teams. Apparently we lost. The Steelers lost the Kelce team name tournament.
And Jason was trying to rig the pool.
The Vikings pull that off. So there you go. According to the Kelce brothers, the most interesting team name in the NFL is the Minnesota Vikings.
You know what? I mean,
does that even make sense? Do they? What's
no.
That? Yeah, that's what their fans voted on. Their listeners voted on the Vikings. No, the Steelers. Jason Kelce was right. The Steelers had the best name because it has the most meaning to the city.
Absolutely.
Or to the area for a team name. Like the Vikings, what, just because a bunch of, you know, Scandinavians settled in Minnesota?
Right. That's what I'm saying. It has nothing to do with the area. That's what makes no sense.
Yeah.
If they would have did something like, you know, with the Twin Cities or, you know, kind of like baseball.
The Minnesota
Ufers. At least that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
You know, the Lakers, you know, from back whenever they were there. That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now that they're in L.A. and there's no lakes around.
Right. Bucks are back in Bradenton, guys, as of today. The Pirates, they're coming back for another season, Mike. Believe it or not, here you go. We have the Pittsburgh Pirates once again.
Hey, baby. According to Pirates Twitter, they are going to win. They're not going to lose 100 games this year. That's the thing. They're
And
not going to
that's the
lose
new
100.
standard. That's
That's
the
the
new
new
standard,
standard.
as in with the Steelers, it's getting 500.
And with the Penguins, it's having a winning record, not making the playoffs anymore, winning record for all the teams in Pittsburgh and
And
Anaheim.
Pittsburgh Pirates are just to not have
Do
100
not have
losses.
lose 100 games.
So there you go. The Pitt Panthers, again, they won their fourth straight game last night, six of their last seven, and they've been 6-2 on the road with a quad one win over the number 21 Virginia. They win 74-63. Be back in action on Saturday, hosting the Louisville Cardinals, who I was watching get their ass kicked last night against Boston College. So that's going to be 6:30 on Saturday. Check out the Pitt Panthers come home to the Pete and host the Cardinals from Louisville.
You know what? The Pitt Panthers are the only Pitt team I like. And I'm glad to see them winning. I'm like, I
The
am. I am. I'm happy for
you said the
them.
Pitt Panthers are the only Pitt team you like. They're all the Pitt Panthers, you dope.
It's the only team I Pitt Panther team I root for.
They're all the Pitt Panthers.
Yeah, but it's the only one I root for. I don't root
What
for
is?
the basketball team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't root for the football
That's because
team.
Penn State sucks in basketball.
Well, hell yeah. I need to find a winner. And UConn sucks anymore. North Carolina sucks anymore. And God forbid I'm going to root for Duke. I have some
Hey, we did beat Duke, so
self-respect.
that's
We
another thing we
did.
have going for us, guys. Pittsburgh Penguins back in action tonight. Penguins coming with a 23-19-7 record. They're hosting the Florida Panthers, guys. Florida Panthers always bring a tough game. Panthers come with a 33-15-4 record. Mike, 33-15-4 coming to town tonight to take on the Pens.
I hate playing the Carolina Panthers anymore. There's been a thorn in the side for like the past 5 years against the Penguins. I
And it's
just
the Florida Panthers. You know, every time we have this conversation, you always say the Carolina Panthers.
I know I want to say the Carolina Panthers. Because I'm getting them confused with the Carolina Hurricanes, which have been a thorn in the side too, and along with the Florida Panthers. I hate them all.
You know what? What else? What else? I got a few other things I want to talk about today before we go. 2 years ago, Mike, today marks the 2 year anniversary, Valentine's Day on this show. 2 years ago, we actually had, and if you want to go back,
Oi, what did you fools do?
if you want to go back and look at the watch the past videos that we have, go back to 2 years from today. We had an OnlyFans model come into the studio,
Oh, yeah.
and we painted her boobs. Mike painted a heart on one of her boobs, and it's bare nipples and all. And she was in with no shirt on, and Mike painted her right nipple, and I painted her left nipple with hearts. That's been 2 years ago already, Mike. 2 years ago since we painted.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a fun episode.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Oh yeah. Good times. Good times.
Also, I do want everybody to know that today, he says, "Yeah, where's she been?" You know what? I could get her back tomorrow if I wanted to. Maybe we'll have her back this week for an anniversary for
Oh
the
God.
Valentine's. What was I gonna say? Oh, today, everybody, today at 5 o'clock, between 5 and 6 p.m., be sure to either here on YouTube, over on Facebook, or in your search engine, just type in WBVP. But if you type in WBVP in any of those places, it'll take you to the show. One Man's Opinion on Sports with Brian Pasquale today, Wednesday, between 5 and 6. The Two Dumb Yinzers, we will all be guests on the show to talk about our 500 episode milestone, guys. It's right, we've been doing it for a little while here. 500, not too bad, but we're going to be in talking about that. I'm sure Brian will have other questions for the guys. It'll be a lot of fun. So that is at WBVP. Either go to the website and type it up, and you could listen all the time. You just hit the play now button, or you could go to Facebook, or you could come right here, type in WBVP, and you will go straight. It'll take you straight live to the live video that's playing at the time between 5 and 6 today. The Two Dumb Yinzers will be gracing the presence of Brian Pasquale on One Man's Opinion on Sports with Brian Pasquale. That's today at 5 o'clock.
I'm pumped. I'm excited. I haven't swore yet, even though Ron was going to try to get me to swear, but I have not.
I noticed. Yeah. Yeah.
I've been solid for about 40 minutes. You know, I'm doing all right.
I mean, you have a nervous diarrhea thing going on, but
it is what it is. Derby, are you in a wind tunnel?
Maybe.
I gotta get Derby, you a pop filter for your phone or whatever.
Derby live from using. The wind tunnel today. I got another fun little game that we're gonna do real quick. Mike, Derby, this is my favorite time of the year. This is where you reach out and tell your loved ones what they mean to you and what positive impact they make on your life. So, guys, Derby, Mike, this is where we're going to get the opportunity to do that. Mike, I want you to tell Derby something that you love about him and that he does for the show that you just absolutely love. And, of course, Derby, I want you to do the same thing for Mike. You could be candid at first and tell Mike that you love the way that his shining bald head keeps the room lit whenever you're there and it's helps you see better. But at the end of the day, I want your honest opinion, guys. Mike, Derpy, share the love. Tell me what it is that you love about one another and how you guys feel the other person contributes to the show in a positive way. Mike, you go first.
Why are you going to put me on the spot like that? No, I do love when draft time comes around. No, Derpy finds those hidden gems. Derpy does the due diligence, searches through everything, finds those hidden gems. Every once in a while, he'll make a comment that makes me, chuckle and giggle. Yeah.
Okay. That was a good answer. Very, very heartfelt. I felt
Thank
that.
You, Mike.
You're welcome, Derby. Thank you, Mike. We also make comments that make me go, what the heck is he talking about? But, that's part of the charm of Derby.
Yeah, man. Derby, now I want you to turn to Mike. And I want you to tell Mike what it is that you really enjoy about him and his positive contributions to the show. The floor is yours, Derby.
Well, I think you put it on the nose, Ryan. I always like picking on Mike's bald head self.
You admire this beauty.
Yes, I admire it.
That beautiful, bald, shining head.
I do appreciate you keeping me involved with this show, guys. So,
hey, man, you're...
It's helped me try to do better than what I usually do every day. It's my therapy.
All right. So I think that was in some way telling you, Mike, what he loved about you. But
you know what? I appreciate it.
You accept that?
Yeah, I accept that.
Can I put it in this chat? I could put it. What are you asking, Ron? If I could put the link to that, because I won't have the link.
It wasn't on video. Gentlemen.
Oh no!
Let's put that in chat. It was not on video. That one was just an audio recording.
I think, is he asking about the show this afternoon?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out where, because we'll get the link later. I mean, if you want me to put it in this chat, I can. Let me think on that. Let's finish up. Let's get this show finished up, guys. Mike, why don't you go and tell everybody about the website, man?
B2.Yinzers.com over there. You know, we got our links, our socials, we got our merch store over there, we got the blog. I'm starting to write the first article for the first mock draft coming up. I think I'm going to do that on this Monday coming up. Will be the first mock draft Monday up until the draft. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Is that everything?
That is everything over at d2wyinzers.com.
Go check it out, everybody. www.d2wyinzers.com. That's www.d2wyinzers.com. Mike, think about that. I don't know. Around time whenever we get ready to start the show on the radio, we'll be able to get the link. I'm just trying to think. You have information for Ron, correct? You have means of communicating with him outside of the show?
No, only through the comments.
Okay, I thought you on Instagram or something like this.
Well, here's what I can do. I got a link here.
I tell you what. Yeah, figure that out while I continue the show. We can't stop here entirely.
There, right here is the link to, I put in the link to the WBVP. You click on that link and there's a listen now section. You click that and it looks like it'll take you to all this, to what you need.
Yeah. Do that.
Yep.
And if you run into problems and you can't find the video, just as I said, as you would come to YouTube every day or Facebook, just go in your search bar and type in WBVP radio, Beaver County radio, anything of that sort, and it'll take you to the video that's playing at that particular time, and that would be between that hour of 5 and 6, and that would be his show. So that would be the easiest way, correct, yeah. Mike?
Yep. And that's the link right there. Click on that, click on listen now, and it looks like it has the link for the Beaver County radio right there as well.
And then P showing his love on the board. Mike and Ryan make me feel maybe I'm not as old as they look. Oh. I really appreciate it. There you go. Feeling the love on Valentine's Day. You know what? I love it.
Y'all are just jealous of my big, bald, beautiful head.
That's it.
And my beautiful gray beard.
You guys ready for a little trivia?
I'm ready for some trivia.
All right, here we go. This is the trivia of the day, guys. Which Pittsburgh Steeler had his number retired prior to the 2005 season? Guys, I'm looking for the Steeler that had his number retired prior to the 2005 season. Think that over for a moment, guys. We are live every day, Monday through Friday, right here, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. If you don't get a chance to check out the show, or you'd prefer to just listen to the show, we take the brand new show that we do every day, and we upload it on Spotify at 8 o'clock p.m. every day. So if you're out and about, you just got the buds in, maybe you're in a car, you want to listen to the show, you could always go over to Spotify to check out the brand new show. And every show that's ever been on before is also in that catalog. So if you feel the need to go back 2 years and check out the Valentine show from the Painted Boobies or anything like that, it's all there. The whole catalog is there. Have fun navigating. And there's a lot, believe me, there's a lot of different things in there you think you'll find interesting. So there you go on that. Guys, the question of the day is, which Pittsburgh Steeler had his number retired prior to 2005? P on the board says Green or Bradshaw. Let me start with Derpy. Anybody else on the board, feel free to participate. Mike, Derpy, what do you think? Which Pittsburgh Steeler had his number retired prior to the 05 season?
I'm going to go Mean Joe Green.
Mean Joe Green. Is this your final answer?
Yep.
All right. So Derpy took Mean Joe Green. Lock him in place. P said maybe Swan as well.
You know what?
Yeah. Got to hurry up. It's running slow. If you say something else real fast, I could take it.
Swan.
Okay. You're taking Swan. All right. Derpy gets the luck of the slow computer on his side. Mike, to you.
Mean Joe Ron Green.
Ron on the board. Mean Joe's. Ron on the board said Mean Joe. P says Green, Bradshaw, Swan, Derpy. Mike, you're saying who?
Mean Joe Green.
Mean Joe Green. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
All right. So, Mike, we got you locked into place. Mean Joe. All right, guys. Which Pittsburgh Steeler had his number retired prior to 2005? Your choices are Bradshaw, Swan, Mean Joe Green, and Ernie Stoutner. And the answer, guys, of course, was Ernie Stoutner. Oh. Mean Joe came a little bit later. Ooh. As the second person ever having his number retired. I thought
Stoutner's was already retired.
And at that time, it would have only been Stoutner that was in. So.
Damn.
Yeah, that was good, though. I mean, the other three that everybody picked were the other three options. So, I mean, those were your three best bets, you know, outside of Ernie. So, Mike, anything before we get ready to take off?
No, other than thanks for checking us out, everyone. Always appreciate it. And, yes, definitely listen tonight.
And I think now that I'm looking back, I think that's all that before I complicated things, I think that's all that Ron was really asking for.
Yeah.
Is exactly what you just, you know, what you did. I don't know what I turned it into, but there you go. If you could, there's a link in this chat you could always refer back to. But yes, this evening, guys, between 5 and 6, it would be super. It would help Brian out a lot. He's a great guy. And I think you'll enjoy the show. Again, be Mike, myself, Derpy, this evening on WBVP. Derpy, anything before we get ready to take off?
I do.
Okay.
Something out there, but happy one-year-old birthday to my dog, Blue.
All right.
Happy birthday, Blue.
Happy birthday, Blue. On Valentine's Derpy. Day, huh?
Yep.
All right. Lucky Blue. Lucky Blue is getting extra cuddles tonight from Derpy. I know that, right?
Yes, sir.
My thing is this. We made it through the whole show, 59 minutes. And one thing that we did forget to do, Derpy, was our daily pledge. Our daily pledge, since we did forget at the beginning of the hour. We want to end on it.
Okay.
Would you like me to do it and you could repeat, or do you have it down pat by now? Okay.
Repeat.
All right, here we go, guys. We promised. You only have 362 more days of this, but this is what Derpy gets because he did lose the prop bet picks for the Super Bowl. Derpy, repeat after me. I, Derpy.
All right. I, Derpy.
Am not as. Smart as a five-year-old. Oh, there you go, guys. That, Derpy, I know that you're smarter than a five-year-old, but for this particular bet, you're being a great sport. And there you go, guys. That is going to be the Pledge of Allegiance, basically, something that we're going to do every day because Derpy did lose to a five-year-old placing prop bets for the Super Bowl. So, Derpy, congratulations on keeping your head up. That's all I got to say. It can be demoralizing. It could be demeaning. Some people could just downright tear them down. But you know what? Derpy's a champion. And he is, you know, there is reasons why he's part of this team. So hang in there, Derpy. And for whatever reason, Ron still has you going to Kennywood. One day, Ron will explain this to us. One day.
I think he wants me to work there.
I think it's because he could see, you know, as we said before on the show, he could tell if you're taller than Derpy, then you could get on a ride. Maybe that's the only kind of connection I'm making.
Maybe.
But I don't know where Mike went. So there you go. Anything else, Derpy? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Let's go Pens and Bob Nothing Sucks. So does Roger Goodell.
All right. I do want to say thank you to everybody for checking us out. We appreciate each and every one of you. We wouldn't do it without you. We want to thank everybody on the board. Thank you for stopping by and hanging out on this Valentine's Day. You always keep things interesting, of course. And for everybody here at the show, Mike from the Steeler Central Mobile Studio, Derpy at home with Blue, myself, the two dumb yinzers, everybody have a great day. And don't forget to swing by WBVP tonight between 5 and 6 to check out the One Man's Opinion on Sports with Brian Pasquale. You will be seeing us and hearing us there on that show. So hopefully we'll see you tonight, guys. Everyone have a great day, and we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
No.